previously on Hours Played. Oh my god, I was so wrong! I was so wrong! The robots, they're everywhere! Don't trust them! Welcome to Hours Played. This week, Blindside. Imagine a podcast where your only stimulation was audio. Well, I guess it doesn't really work that way. Blindside is a game where audio is your only stimulation. It's a really neat concept, and I've heard of games like this before, mostly on iOS. I was super excited to play this because I'm always looking for an experience that's outside of my comfort zone. However...
Are you okay?
Yep.
And here's where it got weird. I don't get motion sickness from first-person shooters, any of the other usual suspects. However, take away my power of sight, and apparently I want to throw up. I only managed to last about a half hour before having to turn this game off.
Okay, I can do this.
No, don't get me wrong. It was interesting. And also, apparently, I'm super terrible with sound directions. I don't think this was a technical problem. I have good headphones and a reasonable sound card. And when it was obvious, I could tell the direction of the sound. I just don't think I'm very good at it.
Who's there?
Blindside is a horror game, and it really gets to that core nugget of horror. Vulnerability. Helplessness. Minor spoiler alert. Very early on, you're trapped in a hallway with something, and not being absolutely sure that going forward or backward would take you closer or farther away is terrifying. Terrifying. The tutorial voice speaks a little slowly, but other than that, I can't really complain.
I think I'm blind. I woke up and I can't see anything.
And I don't want to say that this game gave me insight into what it was like to be blind. I could always open my eyes and look at the compass, which I did to help with the nausea, and quite frankly, it was a lot easier. And maybe the nausea came from the sense of movement without being able to feel or smell or rely on my other senses. Or just that general object sense that you have. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not a scientist. But what it was a cool experience. And I'd like to see it implemented on better hardware, or if somebody could rig this up in some kind of real-life scenario without, you know, crazy liability. So what are we doing next week? Let's see. Oh, are you ready for Bloodborne Legendary Edition? Comments, hoursplayedpodcast@gmail.com or facebook.com/hoursplayedpodcast.